T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The FAA is beginning test flights for Boeing's 737 MAX jet. Ryan Burrow is following this story. Is this a sign, Ryan, that the jet may return to the skies soon?
It's certainly a big step in trying to make that happen. Certification flights started yesterday. They're going to continue today and actually run through Wednesday. It doesn't mean that the FAA will automatically give a thumbs up if everything looks great over these next 3 days. But it is a major step in beginning that process of getting flights back into the air. Remember, the Boeing 737 MAX has been on the ground since March of 2019, and Boeing has been working desperately to try to get it recertified and back into the air after those two crashes killed 346 people. The focus has been on the software, the maneuvering characteristics augmentation system, which apparently gave incorrect data from a faulty sensor, and that led to the crashes. At least that's what they believe was the situation in these two fatal crashes. And so Boeing went through this process of completely working the software, not just that one program, but a complete overhaul of the software system of the plane. And so that's why they're testing it out now, and they're hopeful that perhaps by the fourth quarter they can get that plane back up in the air.
How much testing does it have to go through?
Lots of testing. I mean, obviously, there's been a lot of simulator testing. These are actually planes getting up into the air, and we haven't gotten any rundown of really what these flights looked like. The flight path showed about 2 hours in the air, takeoff and then landing. Remember, these two planes crashed fairly early after takeoff, so obviously that's a big step in making sure that this process works. But the FAA is quick to slam on the brakes and saying that this is going to be a deliberate process. It will take time. It needs to thoroughly be reviewed. They don't want to fast-track this thing. Remember, that's one of the criticisms of the Boeing 737 MAX the first time around, was that the whole process had been fast-tracked and these issues were never detected.
All right. It's all happening around Seattle. Ryan Burrow joining us live this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.